color truths.
Truths!
I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years. Especially by the facts that they think it is wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. Because they have one thing in common: low IQs. They're stupid people, they know it, their families know it, and everyone else knows it too. Look at their past, look at their record. They don't have what it takes, and they never did. They've all been thrown off television, lost their shows, and aren't even invited on TV. Because nobody cares about them. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity. Now they think they get some clicks because they have third-rate podcasts. But nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA, or I wouldn't have won the presidential election in a landslide. MAGA agrees with me and just gave CNN a 100% approval rating of Trump. Not hand-flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man when he got fired from Fox, and he's never been the same. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who nastily asked me the now famous only Rosie O'Donnell question. Or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respected First Lady of France of being a man when she is not, and will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace, in fact. It's not even close. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attack on the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. These so-called pundits are losers, and they always will be. Now fake news, CNN, the failing New York Times, and all of the other radical left news organizations are hailing them and giving them positive press. For the first time in their lives, they're not MAGA, they're losers, just trying to latch on to MAGA. As president, I could get them on my side anytime I want to. But when they call, I don't return their calls, because I'm too busy on world and country affairs. And after a few times, they go nasty, just like Marjorie Trader Brown. But I no longer care about that stuff. I only care about doing right for our country. MAGA is about winning and strength, and not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. MAGA is about making America great again, and these people have no idea how to do that. But I do, because the United States is now the hottest country anywhere.